Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 218. Today is Saturday, May 30th, 2020. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me this week, still can't get it right, it is my co-host, Chris. There she is over here, the shark with the baton mace thing. Ready? Ready. How are you?
I'm good. I had a day off. Oh my gosh.
Yay! That's exciting. Yay for days off. That is fantastic. Well, I'm so glad you had a day off. Did you get to rest, play, like, have some fun?
I was totally lazy.
Which nice.
Is absolutely delightful.
Nice. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad that you got to rest. That's the main thing, because I know, you know, IRL's a bit crazy for you at the moment. So awesome.
So awesome. You don't sleep a lot?
Yeah. Sleep? What's that? Anyway. Sleep a lot. Yes, yes, exactly. Alrighty. So, just to start off the show with, we are having an impromptu party down on Booty Bay. We are on Wormrest Accord. So if you want to come on down and hop on top of the bank roof right near the Horde flight path, so please don't hit the Horde flight path if you're the NPC, if you're an Alliance 2, please don't do that. But you're more than welcome to pop down, because I'm testing a green screen to see how it goes. So I thought, you know, what more could I do is let's test it while we're live. Why not? So, Alvair, I'm sorry that you can't make both. That's okay. We know that you're here in spirit, so thank you. Thank you anyway. But those that want to come down, you're certainly welcome to. I've just parked myself there, and if you want to see yourself, I suppose just get yourself in the areas that I am currently not sitting in, if that makes sense. So come on down. Other than that, it's been a very, very busy time this week. It's been an interesting time. We have got the contest is now over, guys, so I hope you all logged off accordingly, because the website will not reflect it if you haven't. And we are at the end of our survival of the fittest. I've got our banner down there because I love our banner, and it is fantastic. And once again, thank you to Execute for doing that, because he's a sweetie. So thank you for that. Other than that, everybody, we will get into the contest things shortly. So I hope everyone's had fun with that. So we'll talk about that shortly. We've just got to give time for all the data to come through. So while we wait for that, we will see how Chris's week has been. So Chris, how has your work been in game? Oh my lord.
You know how work is. I'm talking about,
yes, exactly. Hey swords.
In game, well, okay, so real life is a little bit nuts.
Yes.
Beyond nuts, and and as always, I work way too much. So I decided this week to concentrate on Mount Runs with Zep.
Mm-hmm.
We epically failed on every single solitary mount run that we did.
Mm-hmm.
But we did find that I didn't know there's a 10k gold mount in Stormsong, which we went and got today.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
One in Drusvar, so we went and got those today.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I decided, you know what? Everything is so beyond stressful that I'm going to have a pacifist week. I know you're like super, super amazed at that, and so out of my norm. So I can now say Big Passy is almost 112. She is so close, so close.
Yep.
So hopefully by the end of the week, depending on how much playtime I get, she will hit 112. And nice. I started and registered today my wee baby Passy.
Nice.
I actually made a he. Mm-hmm. He is a dwarf, stabby rogue.
Mm-hmm.
I named him Herbs because you know me and my names. It's got to be a real word.
Seriously.
It's got to be relevant.
Seriously.
Well, my working man is
How
named
How did you
work.
Get that?
My bloodthirsty is named Bloodthirst. And my pacifist is named Pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got Herbs for my baby Passy.
Mm-hmm.
And he struggle bust. He actually struggled to hit 5 with enough of anything even to be able to get fishing. But wow. He is now 10 and has about 50 gold on him. So I got all my professions.
Nice.
And I'm doing the loop and doing the loop and doing the loop. And, oh, I missed New Tinkertown so much.
Mm-hmm.
It is so fun just to have my music back and my little loop-de-loop.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a little different not being a druid and having to stop and mount. I'm like, what is this?
Yep.
And I don't have anything except for I can stealth.
Yes.
But I purposefully went non-night elf.
Yes.
To see if I can get my pacifist, please, universe, please, to 120, then I will have done it having Shadow Meld. So this time I wanted to see if I could do it without.
Yeah.
So it's a little baby dwarf rogue.
Nice. Nice. You have got the most amazing ability to get the greatest names. Like, seriously, I don't know how you do it. Because it's not like you're on a low pop.
Sure.
You're on a fairly dense population. Yeah. So, it's, but that's fantastic. I mean, pacifist and Herbs, two Passy, you know, Passy tunes, great names. Love that. Some people are just, when you look at the lists of people's names, there's some fantastic names around, but yeah, you've got some of the really really classic ones, so that's awesome. So why did you go male this time? Was there any particular reason? Just mixing it up.
Well, I just hit 120 a little bit ago on my DK, and it's a female dark iron.
Yep.
So I just come off of leveling. I mean, it's not very often I make male tunes. It just depends.
Yeah.
But I just come off of a female dwarf, even though it was dark iron. And I'm like, how funny would it be? I mean, at first he was an undead rogue.
Yeah.
And I got to, probably level 4 in, like, outside Brill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the hell am I doing going undead? You know, I'm like sitting there thinking, New Tinkertown. Why am I undead? So I deleted him and restarted him.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, how funny would it be that you have this big buff, short, but big and buff.
Yeah.
Dwarf male with a beard down to his chin. Looks like he could throw you, you know, halfway across the planet.
Yeah.
And he's a pacifist. And,
yeah.
Oh, I just giggled making him. So he makes me smile.
Nice.
You know, rough and tumble little Highland kind of guy who's picking weeds.
Nice.
So I thought he was cute.
Cute. Awesome. Oh, well, I mean, that's, why not? Absolutely. We've got the ability to play whatever you want to play. So, it would be interesting to see how you're going with Dwarf. Cause I mean, I've got my baby Passy is a gnome. So again, you know, not relying on Shadow Meld or anything like that. And, it's nice to just to mix it up a bit. And, we will see. 1 to 5 is the hardest. 1 to 5
I don't play rogue.
Mm.
like at all. I mean, my highest rogue is, what is my rogue's name? Vanish? I think my rogue's name is Vanish.
Of course it is.
But I don't play rogue. My highest rogue I've ever had is the one I have now, and she's like 47.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is like so completely foreign to me that it, the only reason I even made one was because I saw somebody go into a hidden room in Dalaran. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to know what's in there. They're like, you're a rogue. I'm like, oh, fine. If that is the only reason I have to level this thing, I will level it so I can find out what's behind that wall. I mean, yes, I could look at it on YouTube, but no, nice. I want to find out what's behind that wall. So I started a rogue for that express purposes.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. No, I mean, that's fair enough. Absolutely. I just want to mention, Mrs. Rock Guru. Seriously, 17 months, you are an absolute sweetheart. Thank you very much for your support. Heart you so big and greatly at the moment. So thank you very, very much. It's very sweet of you. And she just said that her final contest tune died at 34. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. She was pushing hard. Oh, damn. Damn, but I know she's had a bit of fun. Okay, who's the fox face? Because that is freaking awesome. Awesome. Hang on, wrong thing. Guys are having... Okay, because I'm like, okay, I can't make out. Because I have got like 10 tabs open, guys, so I'm... not really paying attention to anything that's going on, other than what I can see through either over here or live or on my XSplit. So
that is such a nerd. I noted so.
You guys are so funny. It's hilarious. So it's like everyone's clamoring to get, you know, get the shot. Let's get the shot in behind. So, you know, everyone, a bit like that, what did we used to call it? It was a couple of years ago. There was like this fad of people, I think it might be still around, but you know, like people are taking a screenshot and someone photobomb, thank you, photobomb. Yeah, it's like you guys are photobombing me. It's awesome. It's like everyone's like peeking around. It's fantastic. Oh, you guys are classic. Thank you. Anyway, well, you know, how far with Pacifist are you? Like you said, you are almost at 112. What have you got? Couple bubbles, less than a bubble, just...
Oh, no, it's probably like four bubbles or so.
Okay, all right. So yeah. not far, which is good. Yay for Winds of Wisdom.
Oh, yay for Winds of Wisdom. Because I'll tell you what, you know, archaeology for me as a druid is terrifying. So I would rather go out and pick 10,000 weeds at this point than go face down those trolls.
Well... you know what? You will find a different experience with the rogue. I would say that because I must admit that I was a bit the same when I was playing the druid before, you know, I killed her off to the Green Panthers. Because, you know, she's just a druid and she liked them so much that she...
she
wanted to pat them and then run away.
Right?
So it'll be interesting to see how your leveling goes, but, you guys, oh, you're cracking me up. This totally cracking me up. I'm gonna throw the camera in a minute and then not gonna be able to know what to do. But anyway, of course, you know, you hit level 10, so yay for herbs. So well done on that, and I'm really glad that you got to have a bit of a chill time, some resting and some, you know, relax, which is awesome. Okay, well, I'll tell you with my week, it feels like it doesn't end. It's been a bit crazy, between work being crazy and sorting out things for a wedding. It's been very, very crazy. So I didn't get as much play time as I wanted to. However, I did get my baby Passy did ding 43. So Passy Lita 4, technically Passy Lita D, as she's called, hit 43. I have got her, actually, I took her out of the gnome starting area. So I'm giving myself a little break from New Tinkertown. As much as I love that spot, my second favorite spot is to go to Western Plaguelands. Western Plaguelands, and we go round and round and round the lake. It is pretty muchly not many mobs, so it is nice and, you know, nice and chill. Nice and chill. You can kind of do it. Well, the brain's trying to sort other things, so don't have to fully pay attention. However, just remember there is a couple of mobs that are rare that you do need to be careful of. So winter, not winter. I was going to say winter plagues, not winter plagues. Oh, Lita's brain is really fried today, guys. They very muchly are. So Western Plaguelands, going around the lake there is really good for herbs. And I did get some levels on my contest tune. So she hit 44 the other night. I'm still alive. Yay, I made it to the end of the contest and I didn't kill a toon. So really happy about that one. I win stone. It didn't even make one, I don't think. But still, I'm alive. So, damn it. I win this. Yay. So that was good. I really wanted to try and push to get to 50 on this one, but it just was not working. Because, you know, IRL has this little habit of rearing its ugly head. And yeah, it just didn't happen. But it's been interesting with playing survival. So whatever. And he's in the chat room. Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, reeled it straight in. Thanks, Doran. Appreciate that. What we might do is I think we've got everything ready for you lurking. That's fine. You go lurk. That's all right. I'll only give you a hard time because I know you're here now. All right. I think, have we got everything ready for the contest? For the final of the contest? I think we have. No. Stone, you know. Heart you. Right here, bud. Right here. Like I'm hitting my shoulder, but you know what it is.
Having yourself.
All right. Okay. Let's go over, and I have not got, where is it? Over here. No. Okay. This one. All right. Let's go to this one. Or not, because Lita didn't press the right button.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All righty. Okay. So, news. We have got, pretty muchly the only thing that we've really got to talk about is, as I said, the Survival of the Fittest contest has ended. And we have got, it's been a very interesting contest. So going on the stats that I'm looking at right now, So we'll get into the winners and the prizes in a moment. We have got 124 toons. So guys, I have to say thank you for everyone who took part. Thank you very much. Chris and I truly appreciate, we all appreciate you guys taking the time to have some fun with the contest. And I know for some of you, you made a few tunes. And again, you know, commiserations on those we did lose. But thank you for the support for those taking place. We really do appreciate it. So 124 tunes. Hot damn. Well done. Okay, percentage-wise at the moment, we have got 73.39% are dead.
Oh.
Yeah. That,
oh.
That really was like, okay, that is really interesting. I didn't think it was going to be that high. But again, you know, maybe it's one of those things where, you know, you just push it because you know you can push some classes. Like a hunter, you can push a hunter more than you could push maybe, you know, like a warlock. If you take, they've both got pets, but boy, an iron warlock, geez, they can be squishy as. Whereas a hunter, you can push a hunter. So I'm wondering if that's what it is. You know, people are pushing their tunes because they know hunters can do a bit more. So yeah, 91 dead and 34 currently alive. So yeah, that's very cool. Very cool on that. Okay. So no surprise in race wise, we had 40.8% were night elf. Was kind of expecting it to be quite high, because we did give you the option. We said, you know, go forth. It's a hunter contest. Why not? We'll give it to you. Out of those, so 51, we had 51 night elves made. 38 of them died, so we've only got 13 alive at the moment. Gnomes was second at 10.4%, so there was 13 of those made. So three of those are still currently alive. Humans was next, which is was, I thought, okay, that's cool. That's a 9.7%. And we've still got four of those alive. So we've got Alliance, and then we've got Horde at came in for fourth with the races. There was 7.2%. Nine Tauren were made. So Tauren was at fourth, but we have got no Taurens that were left alive at the end of the contest. However, Undead was next at 6.4%. And there is still currently three of those alive out of the eight that was made. The least was Goblin. So there was only two Goblins made, and there was three Worgen made. So they were our least, like, with race. So, yeah, very, very interesting. I'm quite intrigued by that anyway. Had expected more dwarfs. Yeah, dwarfs, how far down that was. Dwarfs was third from the bottom. I am surprised at that too. I mean, I normally, you know, dwarf hunter, they're pretty damn good. So, yeah, very, very interesting. You guys continue to amaze us with what you do. So again, you know, 124 tunes were made. It was fun for something a little bit fun. So looking at, what we've got, we have got, Mrs. Rock Guru. Yeah. Tunes range from level 23 to her 62, which was her highest tune to date. So awesome. Well done though, Mrs. Rock Guru. 62. That is awesome.
Can I give a little shout out to Mrs. Rock Guru? Because she's in our guild together. And this woman refuses to give up.
Mm-hmm.
She had 7-8 tunes, MRG. Every single time she lost a tune, it was an immediate re-roll. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, okay, I lost my tune. Can somebody invite me? Can somebody invite me? Can somebody? She absolutely does not give up ever. And the only reason she stopped today was because she lost her tune at 30-something, 38 or something today and ran out of time to level the next one. That she, had it stopped tomorrow, she would have done another one.
Yeah.
Mrs. Rock Guru, you do not give up. I absolutely love that about you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being so inspiring and dedicated to what we do.
Absolutely. And, you know, and again, that's, there's so many of you guys that just, you just keep going, whether it's a contest, whether it's just the normal challenges, you know, you're a credit to what we do. Without you guys, we would not be here doing this. So to all of you, thank you. And, you know, you never know. There's probably contests, you know, well, when we get to the next contest, you never know. It might be one of those. We just got to take each death as a learning experience. Die and learn from it, basically. You know, if you die, learn from it and try not to, you know, hopefully make that mistake the next time. It hurts, doesn't it, Chris? It hurts, some of those deaths.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, they're rough.
Yeah. The Murloc.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in two.
Can be rough, but you know, absolutely wonderful spirit, you guys, for all of that. So again, thank you for supporting not only the contest but the WoW challenges. It is, we all appreciate that. So thank you very much. Okay, so what else did we have? Stone says, I guess that means Hunter isn't so easy. Yeah, I was really intrigued with the stats because I thought, oh, okay, it was more death than I was expecting. So that was interesting. Dave says you can push it till it dies. Prayer, yeah, the aim's not to die though, Dave. You know, we all do that. I've done that so many times myself. Just like, yeah, just a little bit. I'm dead. Damn it. Yeah. Rogue Slayer says she got a goblin to 18, then crashed and burned literally in a plane. Oh, damn. Rogue Slayer, that's a shame on that. Zort says that's what you get for using gnome technology. Rogue Slayer. You get that. All right. What else have we got? Die. Rogue Slayer's like, roll, die, roll, die, roll, die, roll. Yep. There's nothing you can do about it when you know that that's going to die. Yeah, there's sometimes, I had this moment, I wasn't on a challenge tune last night. I was on my normal tune, but I was over in a spot that I like to go to, and was one of those things. I had to move for some reason, but I clicked the wrong button, and not only did I move, but I kept moving forward, and as I did, I was right near a point to fall off, so I fell. And as I'm falling, you know, reaction, it's late, I'm tired, and my whole reaction was like, I've got goblin gliders. This is me thinking, this is about the speed I'm thinking, because I'm tired. I'm going, got goblin gliders. Where are they? And I'm looking at my bar. I know I've got them hotkeyed, but do you think the brain would think, here, hit, you know, control and the side button on my mouse. Like, my brain's not thinking that. It's just going, you've got goblin gliders, just click on a goblin glider. And when I'm still falling, it was quite a ways. I'm falling, I'm thinking, oh shit, I'm gonna die. And I'm like, oh, there's the goblin gliders. And I swear to you, it's a bit like the parachute over in New Tinkertown. You know, where you get punted up and as you're falling down, you're just on a challenge tune, you're thinking, please, 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 please open. And you literally open about 3 meters from the ground. That's what I did. I hit the goblin glider about 3 meters from the ground, and I then just went nose drive straight into the ground. It was absolutely fantastic. And I was like, oh, well, at least I didn't die. As much as I wasn't on a challenge shoot, I really didn't need another death on leader. So, yeah, that was good. So yes, it's again, you know, not only are goblin gliders, they are allowed. They're a white. It's a good thing to have on a challenge tune. It's a good thing to have them hotkeyed. It's a bad thing on a challenge tune to play when you're tired. Leader's rule number one, do not play when you're tired. So yeah. Where is my goblin glider? Thanks, Rude. Yeah, pretty much leave that. All right. Well, you know what? Let's, we've done some stats. We're looking at our list of, top 10. So, Chris, how about you count us down? Who have we got from 10? Let's go down from 10 to 1 to our winner. So do you want to read them out for me, please?
Absolutely.
Alrighty.
And again, a million thank yous to everybody who tried the contest, multiple times.
Yes.
Thank you. Really, truly, truly thank you.
Yes.
And we have in number 10 spot Fit Clash at level 47.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
Rogue Slayer, correct?
I'm pretty sure that is Rogue Slayer. I think so.
Rogue Slayer, is that you?
Mm-hmm.
And number 9, we have, I think it's Placebo. It is. Congrats, Rogue Slayer. Number 9 is Placebo at level 50.
Well done.
Number 8 is Jang Test at level 60.
Go, Jang.
And,
nice.
Right? Nice job. Number 7 is Survive, which is Zep at level 62.
Well done, Zep. Awesome.
Number 6, we have Contester. I love it when people put their names in it.
I wonder who that is. I don't know. Who's that?
Some newbie. love you, Stir. Contester at level 88. Number 5, we have Ferris Hunt at level 90.
Well done.
Then we have number 4, As the Iron. At 95, Scrub. number 3, we have somebody else that I was talking to about goblin gliders today.
Mm-hmm.
Punter, who is Periton, made it to 101.
Wow, I didn't even notice that. I knew he was coming up. Well, Periton, my lordy, yep. 101. Well done.
That's his highest iron to date as well, because we had lost his 92 in Draenor before. So,
of course.
Wow. So this is his highest iron at 101, but he's really close to these edges today. And I saw his bars and I'm like, where's your goblin gliders?
Well done. Well done.
Two.
Yes.
Great job, P. number 2, Zaya. 112, Zaya! And I think this is Zaya's highest, right? Or highest in a while?
I don't think he's had a 120 for a while. Hey, Zaya. I think he's... I know he said that he was not pushing to catch our winner, because he wanted to stay to max. So first iron above 100 since Legion.
Pushing. 112.
Well done.
Pushing. Very impressive.
Amazing. Amazing.
And number 1, I'm going to butcher this name because I can't even begin to guess. I want to say Vivolrus. Got to 114.
Mm.
114.
Yep. Yep. So
amazing.
Well done. Well done to Vivalrus. Sorry. Viv. We're gonna call you Viv.
Yeah.
I have Viva. That's a good one, Viva. You know, the fact is, three of you got to over 100 in 2 weeks. Well done. There is two of you in the 90s bracket. Amazing. You know, one of you in the 80s bracket. You guys, like, seriously, you did more than I thought was going to happen with it. So again, being it was a hunter contest and I thought, well, you know, if someone gets to 100, I was going to be super happy, but we got three of you's got to 100, which is amazing. And you know what? Three of you aren't that far off, really. So look, well done. Thank you guys. Well done. Again, for one, participating, two, supporting, for all of the support, whether it is playing the tunes, promoting, the retweets, the likes, all of that. Again, you guys rock, okay? You absolutely rock. So congratulations to Viv on 114 and being our Hunter Contest winner. So thank you very much for that. Now, for everybody else, this is where we have a little bit of fun. We got some pet store pets. That so makes no sense, pet Leader. Pet. Some Blizzard.
Pet store, but it's very specific. Yeah. Pet store. Wow, online pet store. Pet.
Blizzard. That was Blizzard. Oh, that word. Blizzard shop.
Blizzard pets. Pet store.
That's it. That's the words. Not words eight. Are hard. So what we're going to do is from our second place to our 10th place, Chris has got it loaded into our random database. Now for 10, you get one chance at the draw. For if you came in second, you get 9 chances. Yeah, correct? I got that right.
So second, yeah. So that coming in second, we'll get 9 chances. And then Rogue Slayer coming in 10th, we get 1. Mm-hmm. And Ulm is saying to add 2 more pets on.
Oh, Ulm. Okay. All right. So we're going to do 4 draws. We're going to do 4 draws. Okay. Let's do 4 draws. All right. I need to make some room. Hey, Lisanne's here. Hey, Lisanne. Haven't seen you for a while. I'm going to say congratulations. I would be thinking, congratulations on 114. Well done. Anyway, we will see what he says, because that was my guess the whole time. So, okay, let's do. So we're going to do the random roll. Chris has got it all organized. Okay. All right. So for the first pet, and this will be whether it's EU or US. Okay, so we will get it sorted. So please, you know, don't feel like it's just restricted to one or the other. It's not, okay? So, Chris, who do we go? Let's do the first one.
Okay, so the first number is going to be number 8, which is Survive. Congrats, Zap.
Survive, which is Zap. Oh,
I know how to pull Zep.
He's so hard to find. I don't know where he would be.
Him, I think I can find.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Congratulations, Zep. Nice. What do we got?
Sorry, the number started freaking out. Next would be, oh my God. Okay, trust, this is not rigged, I promise. Number 2 would be Paradin! Paradin has already stated if he won a pet, mm-hmm. he would like to donate the pet to Mrs. Rock Guru. So, Mrs. Rock Guru, you are getting a pet mm-hmm. instead of Paradin, because he was very impressed and very thankful for how much you bring to the challenge.
Nice. And,
yep, audit. Audit.
Well done. Congratulations, Mrs. Rock Guru. That is, that's wonderful. Thank you, Periton. That's very, very sweet of you. Alrighty. Okay, so that is the two for that. Now, Alminia has said that he'd like to also donate two, so we're going to do two more random rolls. So go for it.
Yep, next one I've already rolled, and it is Zaya. Zaya, congratulations.
Zaya! Nice! Congratulations! Well done. And don't forget, let us know. Chris will be in contact, or you get in contact with Chris. Probably the easiest would be Discord or here if you know what pet that you want from the Blizzard store, the WoW pet. Don't go to the plushie. Don't go to the plushies and get the plushie. It's in-game pet, okay? So there we go. My little wolfie can sit there. So congratulations on that. And digital pets. Thank you, Niecy. Those are the words.
Thank you, Niecy.
All right. And the next one, who have we got?
And the next one is Contester.
Stir. There we go. Well done. Okay. Zai says he'll take Dottie. Well done. You get a pet. All right. So congratulations on that. So let us know what you would like. Go have a look. And we will make sure that gets done. Give us some time. We need to, you know, it might take a day just to sort out with the email or contact Chris via Twitter or Discord would be the easiest. But again, congratulations to Lisanne on getting Viv to 114. Well done. That is amazing. Congratulations to our random pet winner job, which is Zep Periton, who's given it to Mrs. Rock Guru, Zaya, and Stir. So congratulations, everyone. And again, I have to say a huge thank you to you all, seriously, for the support for the contest. We do appreciate that. Alrighty. I think that's pretty much the news there's nothing else. So you know what? Let us do the state of the challenges and let's see how the overall has gone this way. Alrighty. Don't stop it. All right. Okay, Chris, we've got irons. Who have we got for the iron list, please?
We do have irons. In 10th place, we have Peyton Iron at 88 RIP. Ouch. Number 9, we have Jen Glurb at 88. We have in 8th place, Ferris Hunt at 90. 7th place, we have As the Iron at 95. Number 6, we have Punter at 101. Number 5, we have Jangler C at 111. Number 4, we have Zaya Sutu at 112. Number 3, wait, where did Niecy type it? Viva Russ. We'll try that.
Mm-hmm.
At 114 and winner of our contest. Number 2, we have Azzy at 114. And number 1, we have Carousel at 116.
Well done. And again, sorry, I did completely forget to mention that the prize for the contest was generously donated from Rude. So Rude, thank you from all of us. That was super, super sweet. And for putting up the game time, we do appreciate that, the support from that. It was very sweet. So again, we will.
You're amazing.
Yeah. We do appreciate that. So thank you, Rude, greatly for that. All right, let's have a look at the bloods. So for this week, we only had 9 bloods this week. I was like, what? Okay, so at number 9, we've got Abkin at level 10. Level 8. At number 8, we have got Shmagos. Ghost, yep, at 16 RIP. Number 7, we've got Ensor Cell at 46. Number 6, we have got Murloc Killer at 50. As well as number 5, we've got Hunter Zorts at 50. Number four this week is Blood Cell at 55. Number three is Zaya BC. I hope I got it right this week, Zaya, at 62. Number two is Soul Snuffer at 111. And number one this week is a huge congratulations to the Bloodthirsty Queen herself. Nisi hit 120 on her warlock, her dwarf warlock, Soul Stoned. So, woo! Congratulations, Nisi. She is our fourth BFA Bloodthirsty Champion. And not only that, she is our Bloodthirsty Queen. So her priest is not far behind at 111. So well done, Nisi, and massive congratulations. If you want to check up the write-up that we did, pop over to the wildchallenges.com website. We have got a write-up there where Nisi gives a lot of good points, and you get to see what she did with her path. So thank you. Alrighty. Now, pacifists. Who have we got, Chris?
Sorry, I was busy trying to do bits. Pacifists. We have, Cat Jackalsmus? Sorry. Mm-hmm. Level 26. Number 9, Passylita D at 43. Mm-hmm. Number 8, Zaya Passy at 44. Number 7, Fair Viola at 50. Number 6 is Peacenik, level 60. Number 5, either Silent E or Silente, mm-hmm, at 68. RIP. Ouch. Number 4, Zynokill, 76.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Pass on 7. Pass on 17.
Mm-hmm.
Level 77. Number 2, Awesome Bloomster at 79. And number 1, Silent Herber, 119.
Mm-hmm. So close. Go Silent Herber. That tune's been around for a while. We've heard that name, Silent Herber. So close. Alrighty. Can you also do the tins for me, please?
Yeah. Tins, we only have two this week. We have Green Hunty at 34. What a great name. Mm-hmm. And number 1, Talon at level 40. Congrats.
Nice. Zaya says he should be 120 by June 7th. Okay. So he's obviously mapped out and knows what he needs to do, which is awesome. I also like Zaya's like, now that the contest is over, I can switch to BM. Yes. Right. Yes, I know. I know we were evil making it survival, guys. I know. But, you know, we weren't going to make a hunter contest easy. It was, you know. We did need to make it a bit of a challenge for you. So yeah. All right. Greens, let's have a look who we have got this week. We have got at level 10. Oh, my Lord. Later, get some more coffee into you. We have got... Herfner at 39. Number 9 is Completion at 47. That's a good name. Number 8 is Rock Crusher, RIP at 56. Oh, number 7 is Talana at 64, as well as number 6 is Hornet at 64. Number 5 is Lifestone at 66. Number 4 is Crossbow at 69. That's a great name. I hope it better be a hunter. I was going to say it's got to be a hunter. Number 3 is Ferrin at 78. Number 2 this week is Cronus at 98. Number 1 is Zaya Getara at 100. Well done. Well done, Greens, on those. Okay. Working Man. What have we got?
Working Man. We have Toad Swim at level 16. Number 7, Hurricane. Thank you, Harry Kane. Level 16. Number 6, Clarivan at 19. 5 is Hynestia at 31. Number 4 is Lurkst at 40. Number 3, Not Nisi. Dying to know who that is. Not Nisi at 50. Number 2, Ziawana at 63. And number 1, Verona at 103.
Well done. Well done. That is, again, you know, here you've got Cell, you've got Zaya, you've got Fair, you've got, you know, so many all over the state of the challenges there with all their tunes, which is amazing. You guys, you all are very inspiring. So again, well done for all of you leveling and commiserations. Now, teams. All right, let's have a look at the teams. Okay, we've got 3 Iron teams this week. We have got Zegovich Band, RIP at level 20. We have got Bulbasaur at level 42. And we have got, again, you know, the number one team. And I have to say, guys, you made my heart really, really happy when I saw this. When they went live, I was like, yes, they're back, baby. Team Puppet Rides again. It hit 73. Zorts and Nisi, welcome back, guys. I am super, super excited to see you guys there. So congratulations to the Iron teams, and of course, commiserations. We had no blood teams and no green teams this week. I would say everyone's been busy doing contest tunes or normal tunes. But again, well done. So yeah, if we give you a contest, it's, you know, we have to make things interesting, guys. Just remember that. You know, we don't want to make it too easy. I noticed some people said, Rogue Slayer said, I really like this spec. Glad the contest gave me a reason to try it out. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I must admit that I was kind of going into it going, geez, I have not played Survival since, I think I was trying to think it was about Wrath. That I have got a normal hunter, and she has been BM since Wrath. Before that, I know she did do some Survival, so it's been a really long time since I've done Survival. So it went better than I thought. I must admit. Selfie time, Stirs running around taking selfies, awesome. You'll need to post some of those in the screenshot channel on Discord, Stir. Absolutely, would love to see them. Okay, Zorts has got our triumphant return. Yay! Very excited to see you guys there. Not Nisi is Cell, apparently. All right. Zai said Survival is not as hard as he had expected. Nisi's like, Survival isn't bad once you get used to it. It was interesting having the melee, doing the melee. So, you know, a bit. Wing clip. My God. When I got wing clip, I was like, oh my God, this is vanilla. I'm in vanilla, baby. That's how it felt. It was hilarious. So again, thank you guys. Thank you so much for taking part. And listen, again, congratulations. 114. Wow. You guys blew our minds. So we appreciate that. Okay. All right. Any final words, Chris? On the contest or the challenge tunes.
Thank you again, everybody. We truly appreciate you trying our nutty ideas. And it's truly an inspiration to watch you all. I really wish I could have joined this one. Had I had more than today off, I would have. But thank you. And thank you for tweeting about it and sharing your tweets with us so mm-hmm. that everybody could keep track of all the fun and adventures and sadly some deaths. But thank you for joining us.
Yes. Yes. This sounds like melee. What is melee? Nice. All righty. And again, you know, guys, it's a lot of fun just to see what was possible. And, you know, we give 2 weeks for a contest, and sometimes it doesn't go how we expect. Instead, it goes beyond what we thought was possible. And you guys absolutely smashed it. So thank you so much again. Seriously, you guys rock. Alrighty. Okay, so let us have a look. Where is our wonderful bumper? Let's do this one. Oh, Lita just didn't press it again. Seriously, yeah.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
That's Zorts. Thank you. Okay. Hey, Zorts. Okay, so as we always like to start Chit Chat with, it is tradition. It is tradition, and with tradition, we must play this bumper. Here we go.
It's Azzy's Con.
Love it. Okay.
So good.
Take it away.
Okay. What do you call a bulletproof Irishman? Ricochet. Right? Oh, no.
I'm not. There it is. Thank you. Thank you. That was super cool. That was good, Azzy. I will definitely thumbs up on that one. That's very, very cute. Yep, maybe a little bit of mixed reaction at the moment. Rick O'Shea.
I thought it was great.
That's awesome. Very good. Alrighty. Now we have got, this is from Cell. He says, not sure if this has been done yet. An oldie, but a goodie. I was staying at a hotel convention center last week, and it was horrible as the international chess championships were being held there, and a bunch of guys were bragging about their performances in the entryway. I hate chestnuts boasting in an open foyer. Sel, thank you. I literally have no words for that. That is just wow. Nice. Zortzis, yeah, thank you, Zortz. You know what, Zortz, I would appreciate you need to get me a boo, get off the stage.
Ooh, another Zorch bumper.
That would be good. Yeah, that would be good. Okay, so thank you very much for that. Alrighty. We have got a question. Chris from...
We do. From Trika. And I think this is on Discord. Mm-hmm. It says, hello, guys. Do I fail the Iron Man Classic Challenge when someone random pal buffs me? We do not actually have an official classic challenge yet. Until we have the API mm-hmm. and access, we are not even able to assess what we will track mm-hmm. and what we won't track. So there is no official challenge yet for classic. Hopefully yes. when the API becomes available, then we will be able to give everybody more information for classic.
Yes, exactly. However, if it does become something similar to what retail is, which is if some random person throws a buff on you, as soon as you can, just click it off. click off the buff, okay? Now, as to how Classic API will run until that's available, we just don't know. So the easiest thing is get rid of it as soon as you can. I normally would just politely go, thank you, and then move away from them. Some people, I don't know what is it about Classic, but people would, you'd click it off and they keep, you know, so I normally keep it on, walk away from them so they're not following me, and then quickly click it off. Because, you know, as soon as they click it off, they're kind of like, oh, I'll give it the, give you that buff again. Oh, you clicked it off again. I'll give you that buff again. And it's like, stop. I don't want your buff. Leave me alone. I'm a challenge soon. Some people don't realize. So they're just trying to be helpful, I'm sure. But, you know, just say thank you. Move away from them. Click them off. That is normally the easiest way to deal with it. Okay, so we have got now from Dave. He did send in us a little, some information, a little letter that I thought we would read. So from Dave, it says, my contest saga. So we have got, okay. Name wise, we've got Sergeant Majeli. Anyway, human mage at level 16 died in Elwyn Forest to a gang of miners in the Jasper Lode mine with lasers. Friggin' lasers, he says. Okay. Then we've got Miss Gill. Anyway. You know what, Dave? It's probably easier because you know I suck at names. We'll just go. Another human male at level 19 died in Westfall. Thought I was visiting a vendor to dump loot. Was a trainer and equipped a blue. Ow. Oh, Dave. Ouch. Ouch, ouch. Damn on that. All right. Next one. You had a human female at level 19 died in Westfall. Would you believe it was my son and an Amazon delivery? And the delivery man was outfitted with lasers. Friggin' lasers.
Ouch. That's a lot of lasers.
Wow. Amazon delivery guy and your son. Not a good combination. Not a good. All right. Next, he had a human female at level 18 died in Karanos. Them bloodthirsty seers. When did they get lasers? Friggin' lasers. Oh, those seers are rough. They are rough. They hit awfully hard. So I can understand that. I can. Absolutely. All right. And then we have got a Night Elf male, level 31, died in Lochmodan. Oh, Dave, I'm very sorry you died in Lochmodan because you know how much I love that place. To them damned trogs. I do understand that as well. With lasers. Trogs with friggin' lasers. Oh, Dave, I am so sorry. Frickin' lasers. Oh, my God. I never knew there was that many mobs with frickin' lasers. Did anyone know that? Because I didn't. Wow. Alrighty. So, sorry, my voice is going. Commiserations, Dave. Thank you so much for a breakdown and sharing your stories. I am so sorry about those friggin' lasers, man. You need to be careful. You need to be so careful nowadays. We all do. But thank you very
much. And I like your story.
Your story's awesome. Thank you. Alrighty. Do you want to read this one from also from Dave, please?
Also from Dave. Had my last wisdom tooth pulled on Tuesday. Guess I am just a typical dumbass.
Thanks, Dave. Had to think about that for a bit, but thank you. Anyway, all right, we will go there. Yes. All right, let's have a look at the chat. So, we have got, so Stir says, you know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' lasers beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that cannot be done. I'm guessing, is that like a quote movie from quote. Something? Okay, I'm trying to think. Dr. Evil, okay. I'm thinking I should know where it's from, but the brain is obviously very slow. Alrighty, no worries. Okay, listen, ask, is the buff thing still in the rules? Stur says, yes, you're allowed to self-buff yourself if you have the ability buffs from other sources removed. So, why is it still there? I don't get why there's a problem with the rule still being there. I think I'm lost. I don't. You can use cheat code Goblin Glider, but God forbid you get a minor buff on you from another player. Don't know. Well, that's for Classic. Again, we don't know what the API is going to bring out for Classic, so not really sure on that one. But if you want to discuss it, you can send an email and we can check it out. All right. Well, all the more reason to do challenge goblins. Jocko Finlay says you get to be a shark machine with the lasers. I haven't done a goblin for ages. Absolutely ages. I think I died before I got off the, island.
Island.
Yes.
I like their little trikes in their starting areas.
Yeah, it was buggy. I think it's still a bit buggy. So I do notice that we don't often get a huge amount of goblins because of that. And I think Worgen's gets a bit the same. Some of those quests get a bit buggy over there as well. So yeah, Mrs. Rockgurus, just watch out for that bloody quest with the planes. Yes, Mrs. Rockguru. But, you know, we learned from your pain, my dear. So thank you for telling us, and we are aware of it. So thank you for letting us know about that. All right, that's the one that did Rogue Slayer in as well. Yes, Zaya says Worgen is a little less buggy now. Okay, good to know, good to know. But again, you know, guys, thank you for having some fun with it. Thank you for doing the contest and not only that, just doing the challenge tunes and each of the challenges again. Really do appreciate it. All right. Now, as the next thank you, I think we've covered all bases today, so I think we can start to wrap things up. Chris, can you do a big thank you to our Iron Elite, please?
I can. So, our Iron Elite give in many, many ways, as does do many people. Thank you for your bits, your support, your subs, PayPal, any way that you give. Thank you for your time. Even if you don't give monetarily to support everything, thank you for your time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all the support everybody gives us. So our Iron Elite, we have Aleandris, Azilun, Awesome Trousers, Oz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, LB, Fair, Frasley, Sparkspan, Gaston, Grand Nagus, K-Vamp, Lissan, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Akuru, Ms. Miggy, Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Mat. Really got to make this so I don't have to scroll. Brood, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Tula Barden, Olminia, Wynema, Zaya, and Zort.
Nice. Sorry, I'm just trying to position so you know, Nisi looks like she's there paying attention to what I'm doing. So yeah. So there's Nisi. Everyone, wave at Nisi. She's resting. Hi, Nisi. I so love those waterfalls right behind me. You guys, Booty Bay is seriously just one of those zones, not just a zone, but just Booty Bay, where I can look up. It just gives me a sense of peace looking at those waterfalls, and the green is just beautiful. So it's always nice to come over and revisit good old Booty Bay. All right. Okay. So I just have to say again, a huge thank you from Stone, Stir, and myself. I want to thank our mods for all that you guys do, for helping with the contest, with the website, with the questions, with Discord, forums, all of that. So again, big hearts to these people. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zyron Zortz. Thank you guys for all that you do to help Stir Stone and myself. Huge thank you to Alminia. We are keeping him very busy with all of the things that he is doing and looking into, fixing codes and all of that. So Alminia, thank you. Also a huge thank you for the extra two pets that we could donate today. So thank you, Alminia. That's awfully sweet of you. We do appreciate that. To you guys sitting here over in the Twitch chat room, to you guys at home listening on the podcast, whichever way that you're listening, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate that as well. Now, I will be back next week. So next show will be Saturday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Where has May gone? What? Like, it's May.
No.
May. We're going to be in the 6 month. Well, for me, tomorrow. You guys, 2 days. So, crazy. This year is just going way, way too fast. It really is. But don't forget, where you can find us, pop over to thewowchallenges.com. That's the website. You will find all of the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. If you would like to listen to the show, you can pop over to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. You will find us there. And if you've got any questions, you want to contact the show, you want to tell us how you're going with your challenge tune, anything it is, you can send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Chris, where can we find you, please?
You can find me on Twitch. Twitch? No. Every time. Every time. Twitter. I don't Twitch. Twitter. No, I'm not streaming. On Twitter at It's Chris W. Okay, you know what? I'm still sitting here thinking about goblins and airplanes. Because remember that rare that almost killed my pacifist? Mm-hmm. It was a goblin and an airplane in Borean Tundra. I've just decided we're all avoiding goblins and airplanes on Challenge Tunes. Forever, never, never, amen. Okay, nice. I'm on Twitter. It's Chris W. Otherwise, I'm in Discord, either in Paradins or WoW Challenges Discord. Pretty much live there.
Absolutely. Oh, that's it.
But I don't stream, so mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thanks.
That's awesome. Alrighty. And don't forget, you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow, as well as I do another show with Stone called Adventures in Azeroth, which is normally a monthly show, which we'll do in June because June is next. That's right. Yes. So, thank you guys. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the great contest. Thank you guys. I'm glad that you guys had fun. Zaya says, even Stir rolled a hunter. So happy about that, Stir. So happy. You did awesome. So thank you. Sometime in June, Stone. Yeah, I know. I know. Alrighty. But again, guys, thank you so much for your support on that. All right. Now, the last lot of thank yous. Chris, who have we got?
Our last thank yous are for the amazing, amazing intro that still, I don't care how many times I hear the intro or the outro, I love them both, and they make me, first one really makes me laugh. So a big thank you to Mark Conan Wow for our intro. You can find him on Twitter. Got the right one this time. At Mark Conan Wow. And also a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Yes, and as always, we appreciate these guys for what they've done. So thank you, Epic and Mark Conan, for those. Alrighty, well, again, guys, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for participating in the contest, for having some fun, for showing us the things that are possible, for sharing your pain with us, to all those that were lost with the contest. And obviously there was quite a few, but for those of you still playing your tunes and leveling now that the contest is over, you know, BM, if you want to go BM, you can swap specs now. So have fun with that. And if not, if you're going to continue with survival, and always interested to know how that goes. So let us know. Send us some information. Let us know how you go with those tunes. Would be awesome. Other than that, Chris, thank you for helping me today. Everybody, please just stay safe. This world is still in a very crazy state with everything that's going on. So please stay at home if you can. If you do not have to go out, don't go out. Stay home, play WoW, have some fun, and just let's see you back here next Saturday night. That would be good. Alrighty, take care, everybody. Thank you.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.